This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Rebels in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region warned on Tuesday their troops would seek to destroy the capabilities of Ethiopian and Eritrean forces, despite the Ethiopian government's declaration of a unilateral ceasefire in the region. The Ethiopian government announced the ceasefire on state media late Monday, saying it would take effect immediately. The announcement came after nearly 8 months of conflict in the region. It also came as troops from Tigray's former governing party entered the regional capital, Mekelle, prompting cheers from residents. A spokesman for the Tigrayan forces battling Ethiopia's government warned on Tuesday that the rebel Tigray defense forces would enter neighboring Eritrea and Ethiopia's Amhara region to pursue enemy forces if necessary. Enemy is the term they used. Later Tuesday, a senior member of Tigray's regional government told the New York Times that Tigray's leadership is committed to, quote, weaken or destroy the capabilities of the Ethiopian and Eritrean armies. VOA journalists in Mekelle said they have not seen Ethiopian soldiers in the city since Sunday. Russian authorities on Tuesday morning raided the apartments of several investigative journalists and their family members, a move that comes amid mounting pressure on Russia's independent media outlets. Russian authorities have turned up the pressure on independent news media in recent months. Two popular independent outlets, Medusa and V Times, have been designated foreign agents. That's a label slapped on groups, news outlets, or individuals that receive foreign funding. It implies additional government scrutiny. V Times shut down this month after being added to the list of foreign agents. Medusa launched a crowdfunding campaign. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.